In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know that the crowds followed Jesus wherever he was? He couldn't hide from them. They went looking for him. They were desperate for him. It's the same way now. We are desperate for him, but we're not looking. We're not looking. We're not believing. And that's sad. We are desperate for the coming of the Lord. We are in Advent, and we await the coming of the Lord in glory. Oh, yes, in glory, when there will be people who have been touched by the Lord, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you know that we need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that it's not enough to know words? We need that Jesus would touch us and we would encounter him as our Lord and as our Savior. Oh yes, we need to be encountered by the Lord Jesus Christ, a touch from heaven. Do you know that today? You say, how does it happen? Lord, touch me. I need your touch. Lord, I want to encounter you. I need your touch. I need your touch. We're looking at the 8th chapter of the St. Mark's Gospel. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called disciples and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat." This is a 3-day retreat. He didn't stop preaching for 3 days. And now they have no food. And he was going to multiply food. Oh, yes. Do you know that Jesus spoke for 3 days? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance. He has compassion on the crowds. Do you know that Jesus has compassion on you today? Compassion means to suffer with. He not only suffered with you, he suffered for you on the cross. Jesus has compassion for you and for me today. How we need that compassion. How we need to encounter the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. His disciples replied, "How can one feed these people with bread that we have here in the desert?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, 7. Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them, gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. 7. There are 4,000 men, not counting the women and children. They had also a few small fish. And after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled. Oh, how we need to be filled with the grace of God. How we need to be filled with the love of God. How we need to be filled with the Lord who loves us and accepts us as we are. But you know what? He doesn't keep us where we are. How we need to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. How we need that. I tell you, God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit and fire. They ate and were filled, and they took up broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 men, and he sent them away and immediately got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus, asking him for a sign from heaven. How many signs do they want? He's just multiplied bread and fish for 4,000 men. They want another sign? They don't believe in Jesus. Even if he gives them another sign, they will not believe in Jesus. They have their religion, and their religion is what they keep. They are the Pharisees and the Sadducees who have no ability to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. They accepted just the religion of Judaism. For a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation ask for a sign? Truly, I tell you, no sign will be given to this generation." And he left them, and getting into the boat again, he went across to the other side. He does signs. We see that he did a sign with the Syrophoenician woman's child who was possessed, and she was a Gentile. She was a Gentile. And she said, "Would you come and heal my daughter?" He said, "You know, healing and deliverance is for the children of God, not for dogs." You see, she was a Gentile. They called her a dog. And she said, "Even the dogs under the table eat the scraps of the children." And Jesus said, "Because you said this, your faith has saved you. Go and see that your daughter is healed." Now the disciples had forgotten to bring any bread with them, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out and be aware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." They said to one another, "It is because we have no bread." These disciples are just like us. They have no idea what Jesus is saying. He does it in front of them. He does miraculous things, and they still have no idea that this is the Son of God. This is the Messiah promised in the Old Testament. "It is because we have no bread." And becoming aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you have ears and fail to hear? And do you not remember when I broke 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?" They said, 12. "And I broke 7 loaves for the 4,000. How many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?" They said to him, 7. Then he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" They don't understand. And you know what? It's been 2,000 years of proclaiming the gospel, and most people do not understand that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he is Savior, and that he saves us from our sins through the blood of Jesus. It happened at baptism, but I must live my baptized life, which is called the life of faith. How I need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Do you know that today? Where is your faith? You say, "I've got a lot of faith." My faith is not in my faith. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, who was buried for me, and who rose from the dead for me. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man to Jesus and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Why? Because there was no faith in the village. And when he had put saliva on the eyes of the blind man and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees." So this guy must have had sight before. They look like trees. Trees walking. When Jesus said, laid his hands on their eyes, his eyes again, and he looked intently at his sight that was restored, he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away at his home, saying, do not even go into the village. And no faith in the village. No faith in the village. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples,
what do you think he's going to ask them?
Who do people say that I am? And they answered him, John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Still others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, but who do you say that I am? That is the question that Jesus asks us. Who do you say that I am? Not the crowd, not the people of Caesarea Philippi, not the apostles, but you. Who do you say that I am? I tell you, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He asked them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered him, you are the Messiah. And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. And you know what's going to happen. Everyone's going to hear it. Oh yes, he did not want the crowds to know. And yet after the healing, the person would say, it was Jesus who did this to me. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders and the priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. No, you can't die. You don't have the right to die. We need you. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Oh yes, he had to die. That's why he came into the world. The only one that was born to die is Jesus Christ, died, buried, and rose from the dead. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if you want to become my follower, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel and the kingdom will save it. For what does it profit a person to gain the whole world and to forfeit their life? Indeed, what can you give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father and of the holy angels. Are you ashamed of Jesus? I remember Betty Foley on Good Friday. She woke up and prayed. She said, don't let me be like Peter who denied you. And she got on the train, and there was this man preaching, today Jesus gave his life for us. What do you say about Jesus? And she looked and said, Jesus Christ is Lord. She had the door opened and she left. She didn't deny Jesus. She knew who Jesus was. Jesus Christ is Lord. When we feed the homeless, I call out, Jesus Christ is Lord of this place. He is the Lord of this place, and he's going to give us something to eat today by the grace of the living God. Chapter 9 of Mark. And he said to them, truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power. The kingdom of God has come with power, huh? 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, 6 days after Caesarea Philippi, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. It was the glory of God. It was the glory of God. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. What do you think they're talking about? His death. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." I tell you, he was scared stiff. And it is the Feast of Booths that happens in September or October. He died in April. He did not know what to say, for he and they were terrified. They were terrified at their seeing the glory of God. Then a cloud overshadowed them. I want to be under that cloud. It's the glory cloud. And from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Do you listen to Jesus? Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." Do you listen to Jesus, or do you do the things that you want to do? Oh God, give me a heart to listen to what Jesus says. Give me ears to hear what Jesus says. I do not want to be a person who does not hear what Jesus says. They saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. They don't need to see Moses and Elijah. Why Moses about the law? Why Elijah, the prophets? Jesus is the fulfillment of both the law and the prophets. And as they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one what they had seen until after the Son of Man had been raised from the dead. They have no idea what he's talking about. They have no idea what he's talking about. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. Then they asked him, "Why do the scribes say Elijah must come first?" He said to them, "Elijah is indeed come first to restore all things. How then is it written that the Son of Man, that he is to go through many sufferings and be treated with contempt? Like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse, like a lamb before his shearers, he opened not his mouth. Oh yes, all we like sheep have gone astray, each one going his own way, and he laid upon the Lord the iniquity of us all. But I tell you that Elijah has come," that's John the Baptist, "and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written about him." They killed him. They put his head on a platter. When they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them. They saw a great crowd around them. And they were immediately overcome with awe, and they ran forward to greet him. And he said to them, "What are you arguing about?" to them. Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought you my son, and he has a spirit that makes him unable to speak. And whenever it seizes him, it dashes him down, and he foams at the mouth, and he grinds his teeth, and he becomes rigid. And I asked your disciples to cast it out, but they could not do so." After the glory of the transfiguration, he comes down from the mountain to meet a man whose son is demonically possessed. "You faithless generation," he says, "how much longer must I be among you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to Jesus. When the spirit saw Jesus, Immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell to the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, it has often cast him into the fire or into the water to destroy him. But if you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us if you are able. Still, they don't believe. If you are able. Jesus said to him, if you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Immediately the father of the child said, I believe. Help my unbelief. Oh, is that where you are today? Then you pray that prayer. I believe. Help my unbelief. Oh yes, Jesus wants you to be sure that he is the Lord and he is the Messiah. And when Jesus saw the crowd come running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you spirit that keeps this boy from speaking and hearing, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. After crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he was able to stand. When he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? He said to them, this kind can only come out through prayer and fasting. I tell you, there are so many people who are demonized today. Oh yes, the internet, looking at things that people shouldn't be looking at, demonized. They become addicted to dirty pictures. Oh yes, but not only that, people that do not accept Jesus and say there is no Jesus, I tell you, they're demonized. They need deliverance from the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that you need deliverance from the Lord Jesus Christ? And he wants to deliver you by his power, by his grace, by his love. You know, I don't pray for my faith anymore. I say, Jesus, I don't want my faith. I want your faith. Please give me your faith, because if I have your faith, everything is going to be fine. Jesus, I reject my faith. And I want your faith instead. Jesus said that they would all be one as I am with thee and thou art with me, that they would be one in us so that the world will know that you sent me. How we need this unity in the church and in the churches. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Only goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. We are 2 months behind in paying our bills, but God, for the last since 84, has provided that we would pay our bills, and it's always been just enough that we had, in the name of Jesus. So may God bless you today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.